Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Retail powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Fred Doherty, Mickey Ryan, Don Davenport. I hate to even talk over this. Good job, JT. PK Subban joins us now. PK, what's up, bro?
Still drizzy. West Coast.
I love it.
West Coast, baby. I love it. Everything's going well in my world. How about you guys?
Everything going
well for you guys?
Yeah. I enjoyed watching 7 goals go into the net last night.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Everything's well in my world, so I'm just checking in. I'm checking in with you guys, too, to make sure everything's going just as well, I hope.
Oh, yeah, good. My middle kid, their team beat Innsworth last night. Thanks for asking.
You left the game a little early, though. The dust up with Tom Wilson. You didn't get to stick around and see the end of that one.
Yeah, you know what? he's probably not one of those guys that I'd probably pick out of the pile to want to tussle with.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Well, it's not that I'm scared of him. It's not that I'm scared of him. I know that if you're going to get in a tussle with like that, a guy like that, you're going to have to take some blows. And then, you know, my modeling career is going to go down the drain. There's a good kid. He may rearrange my face. So, you know, he plays really, really hard. And you knew that once the game was 7-1, it was going to get a little chippy. They're a team that knows how to win, and they got a ton of pride. So you knew they weren't going to just let that game slide. So everything that happened was expected.
So do you get a phone call in a situation like that from Lindsay going, hey, babe, watch the face, please?
No, she loves that stuff. She likes it way too much than I would want her to like it. Like, she's like, I know that if she's at a game and I, like, push somebody, she's like, oh, here he goes. Yeah, get him, get, like, she's like that, right? And I'm like, I'm not like that at all, actually. That's, like, the complete opposite of my game. So, she loves it. Me, not so much. But if I have to, I'll do it, I guess.
Hey, the pairing went well with Roman Josi last night. You kind of dig that?
Let's see that again?
Well, yeah, you know what? I didn't know that, but we actually, Peter Laviolette made history yesterday. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. No. I know that he said that he enjoyed watching that pairing.
He enjoyed it, but he enjoyed it because we won the game, and I would say that we had a good game together. But when I said history, Nashville, we made history yesterday. Yesterday, me and Josi, when we were decided to be a D pairing, we were the best looking defensive pairing that NHL's ever seen. So I don't know if anybody knows that, but we made history yesterday. Yeah.
Wow. Is there a trophy for that?
How would you split the handsomeness load on that, though, percentage wise, between you and Yost?
I would say it's probably, well, it depends on who you ask. If you ask me, I'd say it's probably 49-51.
Okay.
In whose favor?
Who, yeah.
Oh, no, 51 for me, for sure. Yeah. 51
oh, for me, man. I have a feeling he might say it that way, too, though.
Well, that's what I mean. I think that's fair. You know what I mean? I think that that's fair. I think a lot of people would probably put me 70 and give him 30, but, you know, I'm not going to go there. You know what I mean? So.
The goal by Rocco in the game was completely insane, and that's the kind of thing you would just do if you were messing around with your friends, and he did that in an actual NHL game. Have you ever just thought, I'm going to skate in, I'm just going to spin around and blindly throw it at the goal and see what happens?
Maybe earlier in my career I'd gotten that close to the goaltender. Nowadays, I don't really get that close to the score. I usually score my goals from out at the point, but you know, it seems to be a trend with our team. I think people get really surprised with our team when we have those type of goals. I don't think they really expect highlights out of us, but we've had some really, really nice goals this year and last year from Forsberg, from Arvey, from Johansson, from, you know, now Rocco, and the list goes on and on. So I'm looking forward to the rest of the year. Hopefully we get a couple more of those. I'll take the dirty goals too, but I definitely like to see the pretty ones for sure.
Well, speaking of Arvey, a hat trick on National Hat Day. How appropriate is that, right? Who's next? Who is going to have the next hat trick? We were going through the list of what we've seen so far this season. Who's next?
Mattias Ekholm. I'm going with Ekki. Now that he's got the anchor that was attached to his ankle for about almost 2 years now, and I'm gone. Now I'm attached to Jose's ankle, but I think he's going to spread his wings. He's had a great offensive year and defensive year, not just offensive, excuse me. He's been phenomenal. And, you know, it's pretty safe to say that, you know, he's probably between he and Jost, they've been our best defenseman. Maybe of late, Ekholm's been a lot better, but, you know, it just seems everything he touches right now is turning into something good for our team, both offensively and defensively. And I think if he keeps shooting the puck and getting up the ice the way he is, I think he could definitely be in that category of guys that could put up a three-piece for sure in one night.
PK Subban, our guest, we recently saw the video you made for the young hockey player who was getting racial taunts, and I'm going to tell you something. That was a beautiful message that you sent to that young man, and for me as a parent and just as a human being, I appreciate that you would do something like that and that you would send that message to that young man and to all people who are dealing with that kind of garbage in their life. I appreciate that you would send a message like that.
Yeah, well, you know, do we call it garbage? We know it's not good and we don't need it, but also those type of people and those type of comments bring awareness to it. So, you know, it's not always negative that come from negative. There's some positives that can come from it as well. And I think, you know, we always talk about how bad social media is and the way it is. And I mean, we also have to thank social media for how strong it is and how it connects all of us, because if it wasn't for social media, that video would have never become viral. You know, it was a personal video sent to him personally. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like a sit down interview that I did talking about something and doing a video. It was just supposed to be a personal video that ended up getting sent around. So, you know, and hopefully that's what it does. Hopefully it just brings awareness to people that, you know, this stuff's not just happening in the world, it's happening to kids, you know. And I think everybody, you know, that's well in their mental state can understand the sensitivity of that around children and in our communities. And that's just something that nobody really likes, and everybody can agree needs to change. And I think that we're making steps, and I think the outpour of sensitivity to it after the video was kind of seen was great to also see and notice as well, to see a lot of people kind of rally around it. And it's not about me. It's not about you guys. It's just about the kids and communities and making sure that we develop good culture and communities and with people, and especially around the kids, obviously.
PK Subban with us. PK, well said, number one. Hey, UC Saros got the win last night. His 11th of the season, ties his career high. He's playing well, man.
Yeah, I mean, are you surprised?
Nope. Not at all.
Yeah, neither am I. I'm not surprised at all. I'm not surprised with our goaltenders anymore. Actually, I think we're quite spoiled with the goaltending that we have. They're both tremendous. Obviously, we know what Pekka does every night, but yep. Juice has done the same, and he's coming off of sickness. Like, he hasn't been feeling well, right? You know, for him to step in there and play as well as he did against, you know, a high power offensive team. And I'm a little bit pissed because, you know, I was in the box where they scored that first goal. So who knows, you know, the second goal happens, but if the first goal doesn't go in, maybe there's no second goal. So I gotta stay out of the box, but he's played tremendously well. Since he's been with the team since I've been here. And that's what we're going to need from him down the second half here, down the stretch for sure.
Winnipeg Thursday, what kind of game you anticipate there?
Oh, it's going to be a physical one. It's going to be intense. There's going to be a lot of yapping. There's going to be some after the whistle stuff. That's what I would expect for it. We don't like them. They don't like us. It's that simple. And, you know, they beat us out of the playoffs. They ruined our Stanley Cup chances last year. I'm not saying that that's what it's around, but that's just basic. That's what it is. This is the team that we're playing. So, you know, and they're a great hockey team.
Yep.
They're having a great season. They're first in our division. They're one of the top teams in the league. So, you know what comes with that? You got to bring your best game, and that's really what it is. But there's definitely more to this game than just that. So, at the end of the day, I want to see our team bring our A game. If we bring our A game, we're going to win.
Well, we're looking forward to it. He is half of the best-looking D pairing in NHL history.
51% at least.
Yeah, PK Subban.
Yeah, That's got to skate. That's got to get moved around here. I think it's about time that people understand that there's more history being made here in Nashville, not just for what we do on the ice. You know what
right.
I mean?
Well, we just tweeted that you said that. So if you retweet that, then maybe it will go out there. Hey, PK, good luck this week, man, and we'll check you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me again.
All right. PK Subban, at PK Subban1 on Twitter.